Hi there. It is week 42 of 52 weeks of inspiration. Do you know that means that we have 10 weeks left in this year? That just feels mind-boggling to me. I know I say that every single time, but oh, how are we here already? Anyway, I think what we need for the next 10 weeks, there's some heavy things that are coming down the pipe here. We've got America that is going to decide who their president is going to be. And no matter what country you're in some way, that will affect everyone else, including the Americans. So that's heavy. We have a lot of natural disasters and things that are going on in our world right now, a lot of pressure shifts that are happening. And there's just a lot. So what we need to have for the next 10 weeks is kindness. And that seems like such a silly, message. Like you shouldn't have to tell someone to be kind. And I can't believe that I do have to remind people and I do have to tell people to be kind. But the truth is that we've lost that. We've lost our sense of kindness. We've lost our sense of empathy for each other. And I know I talk about the internet a lot, but I think that's a big part of it is we've lost empathy because we're not directly connecting to people. We can say things online and never have to be in that person's face, never have to look at them, never have to talk to them in person. So it's easy to fire off an insult. It's easy to fire off, something nasty that you want to say at someone. And it's easy to do those things when we can hide behind screens and laptops and phones that we never have to engage. But kindness even goes further than that. We are a business. Obviously, I have Carmel Dry Bear business, but we also have a ranch. And the economy is tougher than what it has been in a long time. So we've made some accommodations for people who are making payments on their horses. Well, those people that are making payments on their horses, a lot of them in the last few months have been delayed. They've been late. They haven't been able to pay on time when the contract says. And so, at first, because you're counting on that money and you need that payment, your first initial is like, you're angry and you're mad and you're frustrated and you're like, are you kidding me? It's like so frustrating. But on the flip side, on the other side of that, is you have to go to the people that you owe money to, and you're going to be late. And the people that, we have had to make payments to for business and for the ranch have been mean and nasty and unapologetic and too bad, so sad, drawing hard lines. And so, for me, like I said to my husband, because he's like, well, Carm, everything kind of comes downhill. And I thought, no, the chain is going to stop with me. For the people that are making those payments and needing that extra time, I'm going to give empathy, I'm going to give love, and I'm not going to give them what that other company and people are giving to me. It's going to stop with me. I'm just going to say thank you for working so hard to get this done for us, and we empathize and understand where you're at, and we're going to be as patient as we can. I'm not going to come at them. I'm not going to be the nasty bill collector that, shames people and makes people feel like they want to climb underneath frickin' the table and hide for the rest of their lives. It's just not who I am. That's not my MO. I just don't think that we need to come at people like that. And so whether it's a bill somebody owes you, whether it's, someone who's cut you off, whether it doesn't matter what it is, whatever's going on in your life right now, please, for the next 10 weeks, or maybe for the rest of your life would be great too, but we have to come at each other with kindness. We have all this volatile, tense, angry energy. And the truth is, people can only do what they can do. They can't do any more than that. That's it. That's all they can do. Everyone is just doing the best that they can. And on some days, can we do better? Absolutely, we can. But on some days, our best might not be good enough for someone else. But if that's all you got, then I applaud you today and I applaud you every day. Just get up and go at life every single day, giving it the absolute best that you can. And if you're one of those people listening to this today and you've got some bills that can't be paid and you've got some bill collectors that are being mean, listen, it just has to stop with you. So when someone owes you a 10 or a 20 or 200 or whatever it is, have kindness, have love. push that back out into the universe and know that that's exactly what you'll receive in return. So for the next 10 weeks, let's just all be nice and be kind. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.